אנחנו קוראים מתוך מסמך
קטעים נבחרים לציון יום השנה להתחלקותו של בעל הסולם, הרב יהודה אשלג,
כותרת הרבש בשבחו של בעל הסולם.
We'll begin with the title Rabash in praise of בעל הסולם, excerpt number
one.
For me, it's not simple to speak in the praise of Baal HaSulam and the praise of the Rabash, because they are the people that, with their role, they take care of us, and with other forces, they are trying to raise us from the lowest degree of this world to a spiritual degree of the next world. We don't have any other people like them that are concerned that we ascend from the degree of death to the degree of life, that will understand what we live for, thanks to what we exist. They are introducing the Creator to us, how to open the door to Him and to come close to Him. That's why these two people, Baal HaSulam and Rabash,
אנשים כוחות, הייתי אומר.
Our forces, I'd say, spiritual forces, upper ones, special ones, that are concerned of us. That's why they are the closest to us from all the other created beings. Let's read what Rabash writes about the praise of his holy father, Baal HaSulam, and see as much as we can join this in heart and soul and understand that we have a connection to them and that we can be connected to those special souls. Please.
קטע מספר אחת, כותב הרבש בשבחו של בעל הסולם.
Excerpt number one, Rabash writes in praise of בעל הסולם.
לספר בשבחו.
And here I come to praise my father and teacher,
אבי מורי ורבי ז"ל, אשר שיחותיו,
whose holy words shine in our generation, the generation of darkness and concealment. And concerning the concealment and revelation, I heard from him, the Holy One, on the eve of Sukkot 1942 in Jerusalem, when he entered the Sukkah, the tabernacle, the Sukkot hut, to see if it was properly built. And if one corrects the discernment of waste and barn and winery, of waste of barn and winery, the discernment of Malchut, man of Nukva, considered the seventh millennium, one is rewarded with the tenth millennium, considered Gao. Such a soul comes down to the world once every 10 generations. Thus far, the content of his holy words. From these holy words, we can understand the greatness of the soul of my father and teacher and his degree while saying them. He had told me several times that he had never said words of Torah without first attaining the words of Torah from inside the degree.
Maybe
again.
Again, excerpt number one. And here I come to praise my Father and Teacher, whose holy words shine in our generation, the generation of darkness and concealment. And concerning the concealment and revelation, I heard from him, the Holy One, on the eve of Sukkot 1942 in Jerusalem, when he entered the Sukkah to see if it was built properly, and if one corrects the discernment of waste of barn and winery, the discernment of Malchut Man Denukva, considered the seventh millennium, one is rewarded with the tenth millennium, considered Gaal. Such a soul comes down to the world once every ten generations. Thus far, the content of his holy words. From these holy words, we can understand the greatness of the soul of my Father and Teacher, and his degree while saying them. He had told me several times that he had never said words of Torah without first attaining the words of Torah from inside the degree.
Again.
Yes.
Rav, אני באמת אני מתחנן, אני מבקש ממך
I'm begging you, I'm asking from the bottom of my heart, I'm out of strength already, totally out of strength.
Great.
I can't sleep at night. I am pressured from every direction. These scrutinies, I can do them only in the 10 I was in. ET35, without it, I don't know what to do anymore. Rav, I'm totally hopeless. Sorry.
But if you have a 10, so what's the problem?
I feel that I can only go through them in the previous 10. I'm asking you to get me back there.
Can somebody explain what's going on there?
No.
No?
I feel that
I'm pressured. I think about my previous 10 all the time.
So you're not in a 10.
I'm in a 10. I'm in a great 10. But yeah. My thoughts about the previous friends in the previous 10 don't stop.
I don't understand.
I moved from PT35. And I feel I have to do my scrutinies in the previous 10.
Why? Why'd you come from there?
This is what I feel.
Why did you go from that 10 to that 10?
I was transferred.
Why?
Because of my mistake that I regret.
So there was a mistake, you paid for the mistake, you were put in a different 10. Now what's going on now?
I have pressures and thoughts about the previous friends grow even more, they don't stop.
So you have to disconnect from that, and with all your forces, with your eyes closed, you have to go into the new 10.
I can't. I'm telling you, I just can't succeed.
You have to call for help.
From who?
From this current 10, that they will help you incorporate in them.
Rav, it's not going away. It doesn't make sense.
You did not do it. You did not do.
What did I not do?
You didn't ask. You didn't ask, you didn't make the efforts.
I did ask, I can't stop, I can't tolerate these pressures anymore, I can't stop crying, I can't take it anymore. Why not agree to this?
I guess there was an issue that's why they transferred you from the previous 10 to this 10.
Right, I understand my mistake and I regret it. It won't happen again.
Doesn't matter it'll happen or not happen. If that's what they did, you have to accept that and incorporate. Incorporate meaning that it doesn't matter what you feel in your heart, you have to do all the orders that you have in your current
I understand it and I respect the 10 I'm in right now, but it's not going away. It doesn't make sense, I'm telling you. It's impossible.
So there's the matter of prayer.
I'm praying all day.
That's what I can say.
So what can I do?
Come to the lessons, come to all the orders of the group, and you'll see that you'll succeed, and even more than before.
Ken.
Yeah. Try and hear.
Ken.
Yeah.
No, no, the microphone.
Give him a microphone.
Lekan, lekan.
Here, here.
Good morning, dear Rav. I have a question related to the article. What Chisaron does Rabash address in these articles? I feel they are different from the other articles.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't matter. What's important for us is that we feel a deficiency in the connection between us, and in the connection, the right one, we discover our next step towards Gmar Tikkun. That's the main thing that our direction should be in. That's it. Okay. Yeah, Dudi.
What does it mean that Kabbalists care for us?
Kabbalists are the net of connections that is already corrected, the vessel of Adam Rishon, and whoever corrected himself in connecting to others, he's with them together, building a connection that is like a net and helps all the other souls ascend. It hunts them and raises them more and more upward towards the Creator.
When you talk about Bala Sulam and Rabash and that they cared for us, is it only the writings they left for us, or is there concern for us now too?
Of course now.
In what?
The writings is the writings.
And what is the concern of the Kabbalists?
They are all with us in our work.
What does it mean that they're with us?
That's what's written, that the righteous don't have rest, not in this world and not in the next world, meaning that they help us till Gmar Tikkun. All the souls are connected together and interdependent and help each other.
Where do we feel the concern of the Kabbalists for us now?
Maybe you don't feel it, but that's what's happening.
How can we feel their concern? How can we feel them?
You have to grow. It's like a baby. What does he feel when he's taken care of? Does he know who's taking care of him? Does he know how they're taking care of him? No, they're just taking care of him and that's it.
Again.
Yeah.
He writes about the 7th and 10th millennium. What are these discernments?
We have 6,000 years, then there's the 7th millennium that comes against Shabbat, and then there's the 10th, 9th, and the 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is already above nature.
So 7th is within nature and the 10th is above it?
The 7th is like Shabbat, that we don't have anything else to correct from those iniquities that were revealed in our world, in our state. But the 8th, 9th, and 10th is already a sense that we don't belong to that yet.
Can you say that it's the thoughts of the Creator?
I don't know.
בסדר. טוב. Okay. אז מה?
לפעמים אנחנו קוראים שבעל הסולם.
Sometimes we read that Baal HaSulam says about himself that he is not among the greatest of the generation, that he is not the most excellent. And so suddenly we read this thing that he rose up to the 10th millennium, which is something that there's nothing greater than that.
So what?
מה אנחנו צריכים להבין מזה ש...
What should we understand?
אנחנו לא יכולים להבין מזה שום דבר.
We can't understand anything of this.
נגיע למה שנגיע ונבין לפי זה.
We'll get to, and according to that, we'll understand what we need to.
And the fact that he says about himself that there are those who are much greater than himself, and why was he rewarded and all that?
I don't know, mister. I'm not on those degrees.
I'm not talking about the high degrees. I'm talking about when he brings himself lower.
Also, that I don't understand. Understand me. Who are we compared to all those degrees? What speaker?
This guy really moved me.
Okay.
And then it suddenly came to me when he writes correcting the waste of barn and winery in the man of Nukva, because without correcting it you can't advance. That's what he says. He can't reveal the creator. What does he mean by correcting waste of barn and winery? What are these waste of barn and winery?
The waste of barn and winery, meaning things that we cannot use in order to raise to feed our soul to help it ascend, but also without that we won't have anything to fill the soul.
What is the work in this? How can we correct it? How can we turn the waste into barn and winery? Because that's the problem, right? Inverting the waste into barn and winery. Well, that's my problem. How do I invert it?
The waste of barn and winery are things that we don't use, but they come with all the food in order for us to receive it and enjoy it. So what are you asking?
Is it in practical work or in the intention? In what work do we do it?
We need to know how to use the waste of barn and winery, how we clean the food away from it and from the waste, separate it. All the work that belongs to the field.
Is it in the intention or in action?
What do you mean in action? That will go down to the...
No, as you said before, and as this guy said, it's overcoming your inclination even though you're offended.
Yes, of course, yes.
So it's in the action and the intention.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's it. What?
Microphone.
Тут в конце там Бальсулам не говорил слова Торы, пока он не выяснял его изнутри того уровня, где он находился.
Bal HaSulam writes that he didn't speak words of Torah until he attained them himself. What does it mean and how is that connected to our study?
He wants to say that what he learned, he tried to attain that degree, what he's speaking about. And only after he attained it, then he let himself speak about it.
Мы же все время говорим словами Торы или нет? Или еще мы к этому не пришли?
Нет. we constantly read the Torah, the texts, or are we not?
We are speaking about what's written, but it's not that we're speaking through our attainment, that we're in it. I'm not on those degrees. Maybe a bit in the intellect, but not that I am in those degrees and feel them, and they are filling my desire, my soul, my heart. And then I'm speaking from my own reality. There is no such thing with us for now. But what he is saying, that if he doesn't attain these things as if he's living them in practice, so he won't speak about them. It's as if a child sitting in the classroom at school, and the teacher says something, and the child doesn't understand what the teacher says, but he repeats it. He heard the words, he said, but he doesn't understand the inner meaning. That's how we are. We're speaking about the spiritual world, Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, coupling, surrounding light, but we don't know what these things are. We're just learning about them. That's what Bala Sulam is saying, that until he doesn't attain these things, to its fullest, that he's in them and he knows them and he's working with them until they become part of him, until they fill his inner vessel, so he doesn't speak about it. Okay. Well, no questions, so let's keep reading.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash writes, Baal HaSulam made it so that if an ordinary person follows his way, he can achieve adhesion with the Creator just like a dedicated wise disciple. Before him, one had to be a great wise disciple in order to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. Before the Baal Shem Tov, one even had to be among the greatest in the world, or he would not be able to attain godliness.
No
question about that, yeah.
מה זה נקרא שהוא פעל? What does it mean that he worked so that an ordinary, a regular person would be able to attain what the sages? It's in the explanations of what he wrote?
Explanation of what he wrote, what he did, but also what he caused in the upper world and the upper forces. That a person that reads what he wrote and wants to attain what he wrote, he has all the degrees of attainment prepared in according to that person.
It's just not clear what it means. It's as if the spiritual system already exists. So what exactly does a Kabbalist add in order to give us an easier way?
Well, let's say that today I take into my hands some book in physics, and there all kinds of explanations are written down that weren't written in all kinds of other places, other books. So that physicist who wrote about it, he opened the path for me so I can advance. So same thing is what is happening in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's also a science. And this is how Kabbalists are concerned to publish this wisdom. They're only concerned that it's accepted in the right way. that it'll be that it will be accepted in the right way, gradually, stage after stage. Okay. Yeah.
מה שהסברת, התשובה שנתת עכשיו זה בסדר.
The answer you just gave now is intellectual, meaning if there are people who don't understand, someone writes a book in physics, we can read it and understand. But to continue Yaakov's question, as it's written here in other places, it sounds like Kabbalists are doing corrections in the upper system, changing it.
If we follow their footsteps, so we will also on the degrees of the ladder that they prepared for us, in that way we reach higher degrees and understand and feel and reveal those higher degrees.
What does it mean that they prepared for us? What did they prepare for us? What did he prepare for us?
Vessels, lights, records. They prepared it all, like the previous generation prepared for us all kinds of devices and books and all kinds of things. That's how it is.
What does it mean to use their instruments? I understand if someone made a microwave oven for me, so I come and switch the button. What does it mean that they prepared for us?
They also teach us how to use the same vessels they have prepared.
When we make an effort toward the Congress or at the Congress, what are we doing with respect to the spiritual system?
We are preparing ourselves to incorporate together. The main thing is the connection between us and to ascend from the connection between us to a higher degree.
What does it mean that we arise, we raise a request? What is we?
We annul ourselves, each one's ego, in order to connect, and that is called that we help ourselves rise to a higher degree.
Is it only an annulment, or is there also a request?
It's a spiritual action.
And the spiritual action is by annulling the ego, that's it?
Yes, of course, by annulling the ego.
And the rest happens by itself, or does it always also require a request or something?
Of course we have to make efforts in it and ask about it. But it's something very important, what we were speaking of. That we want to annul our ego in order to connect. And to the extent we connect between us, we can rise to a higher and higher and higher degree until we attain from potential into practice the spiritual degrees.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. Ken.
Yeah.
Rav,
what is an ordinary person that he writes about?
Simple person means that he doesn't have those preparations. An ordinary person doesn't have the preparations like other people in the world for spirituality, that in some way they get in some way from relatives, parents, I don't know what. I don't know who. Ordinary people.
I'm asking this because the people who are sitting here, the Creator awakened them. He awakened their points in the heart. They're not ordinary people.
But still, they have to give great exertion in order to attain spirituality.
Does the awakening of the point in the heart, is it a condition for a person to be able to walk on the path of Kabbalists?
Yes.
So it's not for every person.
Of course not for each and every person to attain spirituality right now, But there's a generation after generation. We are in a generation that has such that the first ones of the generation, according to the preparation and the souls, they can already attain the final correction.
We, who are about to come into the, such an important convention in every degree we attain, will it open more points in the heart? Will it awaken more points?
Yes.
Thank you.
Abdullah.
Toda Rav. Değerli Rav, makalede geçen Balşem Tov koşulu nedir? Toda.
It is written in the article that before the Baal Shem Tov, they had to be the greatest in the world, otherwise they wouldn't be able to attain godliness. What is this condition?
That's a matter of the first conditions of each and every generation. There's a generation that it's easier to attain, and that's how it is from every generation. The conditions change. We need to see ourselves that for us, it's easier to attain divinity from the previous generation. And for the next one, it's going to be even easier. That's how it is.
Igor.
Baal HaSulam כתב איפשהו שזה
בסדר. Baal HaSulam wrote somewhere that it's because of the generation that is worthy, and that's why he received his attainment. And Labash, when you brought him the deficiency of new students, he too started writing. And thanks to you, we have friends in the world Kli that we're so happy that we have such great friends. I wanted to ask, what does a Kabbalist feel, some readiness, some deficiency in the world that makes him begin to open?
The Kabbalist feels that all in all, he is a small force in the hands of the Upper One, and that's what he performs. That's it.
Concerning the convention, there's a general deficiency in reality. Is there a general deficiency in reality that we can raise up so that it'll be, that the entry will be opened up for them as well, so they will succeed?
As much as we are all the participants of the convention, men, women that are here, that are around the earth, as much as we try to connect as one man with one heart to one goal, and according to that, we can succeed. And our success will be that we discover ourselves as one desire, belong to the upper desire, and being filled from it in all forces, content, knowledge, feeling, what comes from the spiritual degree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You said several times that what's important is the incorporation and connection between us. Now, toward the Congress, I know how to do physically the incorporation. You go and you talk and you hug. What does it mean to incorporate in the heart?
To incorporate in the heart that all thoughts, desires, longings, goals will all be in one connection and from one source, which is the creator.
There's already some taste of what you just said. For example, when I met this friend, Amzula, you can feel it. But this connection between us, what do we do with it? How do we not enjoy it, but work with it like we should in spirituality without getting some pleasure and just satisfying ourselves? We have to think, Rav says, toward what we're going, what we want to receive, to attain. This is what we need to do.
How do I do the scrutiny before the convention in the 10 now?
Talk to the friends. Now you're beginning to ask questions that pertain to the scrutinies between you.
Just to talk about it?
Yes. And believe me, you will find answers there that are better than what you would receive from me.
Thank you, Rav.
Until when are we?
5:30.
Tov.
Okay, so where are we?
There's more friends from one from around the world that want to ask. Or number three.
Woman Heb 3.
Women Heb 3.
Toda Rav. Aulam Shavur.
Thank you, Rav. The world is shattered and we have the solution. Is humanity ready like a ripe fruit to absorb Bala Sulam's words?
Humanity is in the hands of the upper force. If it relinquishes its ego, it will be rewarded with receiving from the Creator the mutual force of bestowal, which will bring us back into being one vessel. And then we will discover the one world and all of us together.
How close are we to this? And what are we lacking?
We are very close to it. We are truly on the threshold of the spiritual world, which should already be revealed. We can see, according to even the corporeal signs, physical signs in the world. But everything actually depends on us to the extent that we cry out, want, and understand that only through, that our future depends only on our plea.
Thank you.
Okay.
יש לנו.
All right. We have.
Od Nikolayev Sochi.
Nikolayev Sochi.
Раф, подскажите, вот вы сказали чуть раньше, что если бы не помощь свыше, мы бы здесь.
You said that if not for help from above, we wouldn't be sitting here, and we wouldn't be thinking of the weird things of our nature. But on the other hand, it's written here.
Да.
That before Бала Сулам,
уважением и трепетом понимали, насколько важную вещь нам передал Баль Сулам.
People with more fear would understand how great is the thing that Бала Сулам gave us, and before Бал Шем Тов, it's considered something impossible. What am I trying to say here? That maybe before a certain time there were many sages coming here to study Kabbalah. On the other hand, there's what we learn with you, and the generation doesn't understand the magnitude of what was given to us. And so it's shining less to us. That's why we have to make more efforts. Or we're just deteriorating and don't understand its importance. Because people once didn't have Bala Sulam, and today they do, and we don't understand how important it is.
It is written that from generation to generation, there's the decline of the generations, meaning that every next generation, the more developed it is, it is also
Yarut.
More, it's lower.
ולכן,
and therefore,
אנחנו צריכים,
we need to understand,
אנחנו צריכים להבין שאנחנו נמצאים,
we must understand that we are in the last generation, which is the very worst of all the previous generations. But we have no choice. And specifically in this generation, we can achieve wholeness from Malchut corresponding to Keter. So let's hope that this is what will happen.
כן, חיים.
יש חיים.
רב, אתה סיפרת ש...
You told us that 100, 200 years ago in every village, the rabbi had like a certain attainment, some kind of connection to the upper one.
Even until the beginning of the 20th century.
And he also said that you used to go around with the Rabash to all kinds of places, and there were some more of those.
Yes.
And now, just like you said, the generation is very low, and those people don't really exist anymore. So how can this low generation reach attainment or to some kind of sensation?
I don't know how to tell you.
Also,
we also see even in the general history, not the spiritual one, that there were great leaders, world leaders, Pharaoh,
Tamerlan,
all kinds of people like that, even closer to us. But today, you see what they're like. How small they are. And on the one hand. On the other hand, we see that the masses have become stronger, more understanding, more capable of scrutinizing things. I don't know what the Creator wants from all those
Bnei Adam. People.
I only know what we have to do. And it's better to ask less, but to go naively without asking. I think we are in a state where something special can open up. And this is how we will advance. So let's open ourselves up from heart to heart and try. Okay?
What do
you
mean to go like naiveness?
It means without asking too much, because we don't understand. Just like when we look at the outside world right now, and all the wars and all those problems and things that are happening in the world, do you understand what is going on? No. Even all those world leaders, supposedly, they have nothing other than to divide the world for the time being and for their own sake. And also, they don't really understand what is for their own sake, what is for their own benefit, what is their own benefit. So we have to continue according to the order of the work, according to Bala Sulam, as we learned it now. And in this, we are certainly not to go wrong and advance in the right direction. And what happens to us from moment to moment, we'll discover. Okay?
All
right. I think that with this, we will stop the lesson. I see that. When are we meeting the next time?
At noon, there's an hour lesson.
An hour, not an hour and a half.
No, an hour virtually.
Oh, only virtual. Okay, that's easier already. Okay, and after that, that's it?
Today, yes.
Okay, good. So, thank you for your participation. I was happy to see new friends who came from Czech Republic. And that's it. Yes.
Well, I wanted to ask, we just have another half hour left. How can we use this time that we have now in order to bring our preparation to the convention to the maximum?
At noon we have an hour lesson, a lesson for an hour?
Yes.
Okay, so let's sit for another half an hour now. I hope my throat endures.
No, that's okay. We now can discuss between us and have a workshop and connect more. I'm just asking if there's anything we should scrutinize now.
Yes.
So I'm asking you now, is there a topic we should engage in now?
What do we have tomorrow? When does the Congress begin?
In practice, it's Saturday, Sunday. This coming weekend. But even before that, we're going to have longer noon lessons and morning lessons as usual. And in the evening, we're going to have Yeshivot Chaverim.
I think you should ask everyone, especially those who came from overseas, what they would like to hear, to ask, to learn, and do this together. So, and there should always be veteran students here who can provide the studies for them. Studies, answers, connection. Like that. Okay?
A general question about the Congress. Today, the registration is going to go up in the price, whoever didn't register yet. So a person that isn't sure yet if he's coming or not. So how can a person take a decision that he has an opportunity?
I really don't understand, but you need to register as early as possible because I understand that afterwards the price will go up, right? After today already.
Okay.
So,